Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. And I'd appreciate it if you would share and like, because I think this is a very important message. And it has to do with the fact that MAGA is now much bigger than Donald Trump. And this is not an insult to the president, this is the monster he created. And I mean monster and loving affiliation here. MAGA is incredible what's happening now. And I'm going to tell you how I know and do it all right here on the Common Sense Show. Hey, make sure you sign up for our newsletter. TheCommonSenseShow.com is where you go. You go to the upper right-hand corner, find the newsletter link, put it in, and you'll be on your way. Also, too, we have a great sponsor from Body Align. This is your friend. It's your best friend. You need it. Business, personal, where are your kids? But it can kill you. You need EMF defense, which Body Align can provide. A little circular disc you attach to the back. You won't even notice it, but it'll protect you. Go to bodyaligned.com/Dave Hodges. By the way, 30-day money back guarantee. Bodyaligned.com/Dave Hodges. All right. How do I know MAGA is much bigger than even Donald Trump? This is so cool. I'm in the breadbasket of America. I go into a really cool restaurant. Not going to tell you where or what. I don't want to bring that kind of attention to them. But there were a bunch of patriots in there talking. One of them was one of the two owners. Others were people who were just regular people, but one guy had been a part of the three percenters, and they did a really good job in the Central American first invasion of America with the Beast Train. Do you remember that? Yeah, they organized against that. A lot of them in Texas. So here I am, and I'm eating breakfast by myself. I'm going to finish, and I'm going to go to the gym and work out, the local gym. And this is a relatively small town. And about seven, eight of us started talking about issues, about rhinos, mostly about the terrorist threat. And I chimed in with the gotaways, and you've heard me talk about that. Well, one gentleman spoke up, and he was an Iraqi veteran, and he mentioned one of his guns, and he said, "I have 7,000 rounds for that gun. That blank is not coming here. Too many people, too many guns, they wouldn't dare try it." And you know, with the people I know in the community outside our gathering at breakfast, that's true. I was kind of amazed at how many spec ops there are. I was amazed at the kind of weaponry they have. People that in their rural areas build their own target range. There's a gun range, individually created. This is happening in many communities across America. It's not happening in blue cities. Sorry, blue cities. You're going to get hit so hard with these gotaway terrorists, you're not going to know what hit you. And I feel bad for you. Because you let leaders destroy your city with criminal, illegal aliens who murder and rape and kidnap children. I feel bad for you. You people in the rural areas were what you need. If we were to make an historical analogy, what I heard yesterday was the Viet Cong. And I mean that in flattering terms. There's no way the Viet Cong should have lasted against the American military. But the resolve, the self-preparation, and the attitude that, hell no, we're not going to take it anymore, that's what's there. And the Viet Cong got hardened by first French occupation and then Japanese occupation in World War II, and then back to the French occupation. And here come the American troops. War is what they knew. You would have had to have committed genocide to have won the Vietnam War. I think the same thing is true with particularly rural, a lot of ex-military people who are just saying, we're ready, bring it on. And it does give me a little more comfort in hearing people talk this way. And there was no, I'm bragging. It's just like, this is what we will do. It's encouraging. And I'm encouraging more of you to engage in America militia self-defense. I'm not talking mob rule. I'm not talking random violence to take justice in your hands. I'm talking about the defense of your community against the very dangerous people that the Biden administration placed in your community. Well, that's it for the Common Sense Show. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back here again next time.